Good morning. The light's a little bit on. Put it up here, yeah. Okay, thanks. I hope we won't repeat. I just choose one page. This October 30th, 1937. Today, during the religious ceremonies taking place during Mass, in the second day of the Thanksgiving, I saw the Lord Jesus in great beauty, and he said to me, "My daughter, I have not released you from taking action." I answered, "Lord, my hand is too feeble for such work to spread the news of divine mercy." She is afraid. Then Jesus says, "Yes and no, but join with my right hand, you will accomplish everything." Right hand, hold right hand of Jesus. "Nevertheless, be obedient to the confessors. I will give them lights on how to direct you." Then she said, "Lord, I already wanted to begin the work in your name, but Father S keeps putting it off." Jesus answered me, "I know this, so do just what is within your power, but you must never withdraw your efforts." Efforts is important. November 1st, 1937. After Vespers today, there was a procession to the cemetery. I could not go because I was not on duty at the gate, but that will not stop me at all from praying for the souls. As the procession was returning from the cemetery to the chapel, my soul felt the presence of many souls. I understood the great justice of God, how each one had to pay off debt to the last cent. So it's important. Be good all the time. Even 1 cent is no good. You have to pay. I mean, it's not for punishment. You have to be pure. Purification. If it's not on earth, that's right. So, because we are made perfect, our soul should be perfect so that we can be one with the Lord. But we are not perfect yet. Purified. I remember one of the stories of a sister. I think I said this one last time. She was sick. She was old. But she was angry, shouting to people. But she died. She went to purgatory. Because as a sister, she should keep this patience, prayerful, hopeful, not just shouting, lamenting, as if there's no God. That would be the time of our purification. When we are sick or when we're dying, that could be a time for our cleanliness. So if one day you're so weak, so feeble, don't just shout to the Lord, "Why can't you, did you see me? I'm so sick." Be careful. That might be the time you save more time on earth than in the purgatory. One day in purgatory could be 100 years on earth. We can't stand. I don't know, one of the phrases they say, the fire of purgatory compared to that fire on earth. That on earth is just a kind of shadow of that fire. You can imagine. If you've been sometimes hurt, you know, heated by, you know, the fire. The Lord gave me an occasion to practice patience through a particular person with whom I have to carry out a certain task. She's slower than anyone, I've ever seen. One has to arm oneself with great patience to listen to her tedious talk. Some people, especially, so different. And Jesus invites her to be patient. Be careful, eh? Don't lose your patience. If you do that, you pay off when you go. Before you go to heaven, in purgatory. Next week begin the month of All Souls, right? I think this is a very good time to remind. November 5th, this morning, five unemployed men came to the gate and insisted on being let in. When Sister Anne has argued with them for quite a while and could not make them go away, she then came to the chapel to find Mother Superior, Mother Irene, who told me to go. So she's the one who sent the five men away. When I was still a good way from the gates, I could hear from banging loudly. At first, I was overcome with doubt and fear, and I didn't know whether to open the gate or light Sister Anne to answer them through the little window. But suddenly, I heard a voice in my soul saying, "Go and open the gates and talk to them as sweetly as you talk to me." These five, we can say gangs, rough, and the inner voice was saying, "Open the door, speak to them as sweetly as you talk to me, the same way you talk to Jesus." Sometimes we find we can be very gentle before the Lord and rough before the other people, isn't it? Yes. Very easily. Not only you, just me. I opened the gate at once and approached the most menacing of them and began to speak to them with such sweetness and calm that they did not know what to do with themselves. You're rough, they can hit back. You're so gentle, my goodness, they don't know what to do. They cannot attack. So gentle, so weak a woman, before you all can you attack her? I think the other sister might be. You can, some sister like that, no? Not you, eh? You're more. Yeah. And they too began to speak gently, and said, "Well, it is too bad that a common can't give us work." And they went away peacefully. I felt clearly that Jesus, whom I had received the Holy Communion just an hour before, had worked in their hearts through me. Oh, how good it is to act under God's inspiration. So try to listen to the inner voice. You have that. The Holy Spirit in you. Listen to the inner voice before you shout, because you bring a call, gossiping. Before you do anything, just listen. Because whatever you do, injustice to other people, no matter your thoughts and words, intentionally or unintentionally, you have to be pay off, eh? Be careful. That's very important. Now, another phrase. I felt worse today, and I went to Mother Superior, intended to ask her for permission to go to bed. This sister, sometimes, all the time, asking permission to go to bed, my goodness. If you're superior, now and then, sister. However, before I could ask for permission, Mother Superior said to me, "Sister, you must somehow manage by yourself at the gates, because I'm taking the girl to work at the garbage, since there is no one else for the garbage." I said, "Good," and left the room. My goodness, she was just asking permission to go to bed, and now the Mother Superior asked, "Could you go to the gates?" And she's... When I got to the gates, I felt unusually strong. And I was at my post all day and felt well. You see, I experienced the power of holy obedience. November 10th, 1937, my mother Irene showed me the booklet with the chaplet, the litany, and the novena. I asked her to let me look at it over. As I was glancing through it, Jesus gave me to know interiorly. Already there are many souls who have been drawn to my love by this image. By that time, just a little printing, when many people look at the picture of Divine Mercy, they got all the graces. My mercy acts in souls through this work. So, because Jesus asked for sinners to ask someone to paint this picture to show to the people, when people look at it, they will get a grace. So, don't forget to look at Jesus. I learned that many souls had experienced God's grace. I learned that Mother Superior would have quite a heavy cross to bear, together with physical suffering, but that it would not last long. It occurred to me to take my medicine, not by the spoonful, but just a little at a time, because it was expensive. Instantly, I heard a voice, "My daughter, I do not like such conduct. Accept with gratitude everything I give you through the superiors, and in this way, you will please me more." She wanted to save money. Oh, a little bit. There's no way. Take as what the Spirit is giving you, but just use your little brain to save for nothing. This little sister. So for sisters, for sisters, she's great, but also very little. Small sister. Okay, my last phrase, my last paragraph. When Sister Dominique died at about 1 o'clock in the night, she came to me, a soul, she came to me and gave me to know that she was dead. I prayed fervently for her. In the morning, the sisters told me that she was no longer alive, and I replied that I knew because she had visited me. The sister infirmarian, Sister Chrysostoma, asked me to help dress her. And then when I was alone with her, the Lord gave me to know that she was still suffering in purgatory. I redoubled my prayers for her. However, despite the zeal with which I was always praying for our deceased sisters, I got mixed up as regards the days, and instead of offering 3 days of prayer, as the rule directs us to do, by mistake, I offered only 2 days. On the fourth day, she gave me to know that I still owed her prayers and that she was in need of them, the sister. 3 days to pray for the soul. She forgot. She prayed 2 days. So the fourth day, the sister came back and, "Please, one more day. Come on, you have to pray." On the fourth day, she gave me to know that I still owed her prayers and that she was in need of them. I immediately formed the intention of offering the whole day for her, and not just that day, but much more, as love of neighbor dictated to me. Now, again, this I think was Sister Dominique. Because Sister Dominique, after her death, gave the appearance of looking so well, some sisters said that perhaps she was only in coma, and one of the sisters suggested to me that we ought to go and put a mirror to her mouth to see if it would mist, because it would if she were alive. She looked so lively, my goodness. I said, "All right," and we did as we said. But the mirror did not miss, of course, if she died, although it seemed to us as if it had. Nevertheless, the Lord gave me to know how much this had displeased him. they don't believe she's dead. And I was severely admonished, left to act again against my inner convictions. She knew that she was dying. She's dead already. And now just to prove she's still alive, and put a mirror in the mouth, in the nose, no? I humbled myself profoundly before the Lord and asked his pardon. This little sister, it's wonderful. We did many times all these stupidities, right? Listen to the inner voice, eh? Very, very important. You have that. Don't say that only sister says. Well, not only you have this inner voice, right? Everybody. So try to keep as pure as possible on earth. Try to remember those souls in the purgatory. I don't know which souls, but all people. One of the phrases usually common. You have so many sisters, and so many died. And many times you just 1 or 2 days and then forgot about them. Until the day we go to the cemetery and say, oh, all our sisters, oh. Okay. And then pray for them. Not enough. Remember whatever you know, all the sisters in the past. Remember them also, friends, relatives, old and young friends. Try to remember them all this month of November. Remember them. They're pleased. If they already in heaven, they will pray for you. Don't forget, they will pray for you. Even souls in purgatory, they can pray for us. So the only thing, they cannot pray for themselves. Pray for them, remember them. So with more time, recollection in the month of November, remember all the souls, not to scare you. Souls won't scare you. They are our friends. One day they go to heaven, they remember us. It is good to have someone in heaven, be our patron, so they can welcome you. Otherwise, you don't know who they are. Then to enter heaven, at least get some friends. Your patron saints, your guardian angel, St. Michael. Ah, St. Michael, he's powerful. Although we say Peter have the key, but St. Michael is the one who opened the door. No, he's the, he's the gatekeeper. Peter only have a key, but he's the one who opened. So remember your friends, and now we say the chapter of Divine Mercy, especially for those souls in the purgatory and those dying.